Austin lost his mind.
All right, Tone, get the plane.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out.
Miami has Dolphins.
What is up, Finn fans? It has been a while. Back with Finn's in the Sea. It has been a while for your boy, but if you guys are just hardcore FL Teams fans like I am, and I know you are, then you've been seeing my ugly mug every Wednesday night talking about FL Teams Live. Great time, man. Come over and join Jeff and Isaac and I. Andrew jumping in, EJ every now and then. It's always good to get together and talk sports. With that being said, man, FL Teams is the place that makes this worthwhile. That's what makes it go. And right now, Florida is the sports capital of the world. It is the epicenter. You've got the NHL playoffs, Florida versus Florida. You got Miami Heat and Jimmy Buckets making a run. You got the Orlando Magic with the number one overall pick. So quietly underneath all of that, you know who's not getting a lot of attention? My Miami Dolphins. And I am all right with that. Right? Look, it's been a long, crazy offseason. Jay Frog is finally back here with you. Jeremiah Hensley, your favorite amphibian in a pot of dolphins. I'm so happy to be swimming with you again. So, I took my time. I thought about this. I sat back, I relaxed, and took the offseason in. Here's a quick snapshot, man. I'm not going to overjudge on anything. I'll tell you this. Mike McDaniel looks like he's having fun. And when he looks like he's having fun, the team looks like they're having fun. And I'm sorry, unless you live under a rock, you cannot have missed how the Miami Dolphins improved their team this offseason. Everybody's going to go to Tyreek Hill, and that is a huge move. Bringing over Cheetah to pair up with Jaylen Waddle is unbelievable. The rack, the yak, it's going to be unbelievable. What gets overlooked in all that, though, is you got Cedric Wilson coming in, who is absolutely a more dependable Devontae Parker. Devontae, good luck in New England, man. We loved you. More than that, what we did is we understood and knew that this offense was a problem, and immediately it was addressed. It was addressed with the coaching staff. It was addressed with the offensive coordinator. They came in. Look, the Dolphins spent a lot of draft picks on guys like Hunt and Eichenberg and Kinley, right? I mean, we're invested in these guys, big picks. I don't think that they're not talented. I truly don't. Austin Jackson, those guys have talent. I think they have not been led. And an offensive line can be dictated by one man. You need someone to step up, take charge, and lead the way. And Miami went out and made sure that happened in the way of Teron Armstead. You get Tyreek Hill, best wide receiver move this all season. It's been a crazy offseason for wideouts. And Teron Armstead coming in. And then slightly underneath that, just like Tyreek and Cedric, when you talk about Teron Armstead, who gets overlooked is Connor Williams. Connor Williams comes in from the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to solidify the left side of that line. This really gives so many options. It's exciting to see. You know, you may notice I haven't talked much about defense. I'll touch on it, but here's the deal. The defense stayed the defense. We didn't change because we didn't need to change. The defense did add some new toys, and we'll talk about that. But, really this was an offensive thing. This was Miami's offense was broken. There were two coordinators, no trust in the quarterback. Injured receivers, everything went wrong. The running backs just not knowing how to be used in the situation. So McDaniel comes in, looks like he's having fun. He's changing to a zone blocking scheme, which is already Dieter, Eichenberg, those guys have talked about it, have already improved in what they're doing in the small mini camps. So I'm excited about that. But really, man, this was about getting the offense better. That was about somebody finally stepping up and say, Tua, we believe in you. You can play Tua Gate all you want with that floppy pass when he's in a bucket hat, in shorts and a t-shirt. I don't care, all right? I don't think we have to throw the ball 60, 70 yards to succeed. You've got the best rack and yak underneath. Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill can take a 5 yard out and go house. So I'm not worried about it. Let's play to his strengths. But you see them having fun. And then Mike McDaniel went true style, man. He came from the Shanahan system. And if you've seen any Shanahan system, you can name one back, but you're going to be three more behind it. And one of those is going to make an impact that you didn't think was. So he's loaded up again. We're talking about running back. You're talking about Chase Edmonds coming in from Arizona. I think it's a great pickup. I think he was underused last year. Can catch the ball, can really take over. Raheem Mostert comes over from San Francisco, knows the style. And anybody that's watched San Francisco knows Raheem can bust off at any time. Sony Michel, they just brought in. Another specialist, can be a great third down back. Sony can also be a guy that bangs the middle, right? I mean, Chase is going to get you outside. Mostert can get you both. Sony can bust the middle. They can all catch. But really what it comes down to, guys, Fin fans, you've been around a while. Miles Gaskin and Slavin Ahmed, they might be in trouble. You got Zachondre White that we picked up as an undrafted free agent. You still got Jared Doakes hanging around. There's no way in the world that seven running backs are making this team. Somebody's got to go. I think it's going to end up being Gaskin or Ahmed. They're great, and they could step up and play well in this system too. But we these are good problems to have. So, talking with your wideouts, rolling out with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Cedric Wilson. Lynn Bowden Jr., we still don't know what we have with him at all. Injured and back and forth. Preston Williams is still there, who flashes. So, you know, there's other pieces to this. And a big, big, big one was putting the tag on Gesicki. Tag up Gesicki. Don't let him go anywhere. Keep your tight end. Keep your guy now that when you've got speed to spread it on the outside, somebody's going to be able to work the middle. I think this offense is going to be way more dynamic. It has to be. And the defense, I expect to hold tight. I mean, the defense, you went out, you brought Ogba back, paid the man, right? Brought a Landon Roberts back. The linebackers needed to get a little bit better, and we might have done that with a steal in the third round with Channing Tindall. That could work out well for us coming in. He's a great side-to-side dude. Look, he was a linebacker at Georgia and never started a game because he was behind two of the best linebackers in college football. Doesn't make him bad, makes him unknown. And then, you know, you've got another year coming in with Jalen Phillips, who should be improving to bring some heat. Van Ginkle, everybody stayed. Defensive coordinator Josh Boyer's still around. Everything's good. And then really to solidify this, we needed one more guy to be able to bring the heat, Melvin Ingram. Look, this is different than any year that I've seen the Dolphins do this. And it's different because there's been a recognition of need, and they weren't afraid to go get the man to fill that need. I look back on moves that we made before in the, Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh was not a guy that filled a tremendous need for us, and we spent a lot of money for him. All the chances we took on wide receivers, Brandon Marshall, Mike Wallace, all of that didn't work out. This regime coming in looks to be building something that's going to contend. And I'll tell you where my happiness comes from most of all, Fin fans. By the end of this year, we're going to know what we got. Plain and simple. You have an offensive line that's going to be able to block. You have a new system that's going to be catered to you. You have weapons unlike anything you've ever had. You have running backs behind you. You have the full support of the organization, the offensive coordinator, and the head coach. QB1, it's your turn, man. Who is Tua? And this always seems to come up. I think you guys have heard my take on it in opinion a million times. I think Tua is a great guy. I think as a person, he is a great person. I think he works hard. I think, you know, he handles this criticism better than most. When you really look at his numbers underneath it all, it's not ugly. But it's not blowing, you know, the stat book up. It's rough when you come off an injury and you come into a quarterback class with Joe Burrow and then right behind, you know, my boy with the Chargers, Justin Herbert. What do you do, right? I mean, you know, those guys came in, they lit it up right away. Tua wasn't in that situation. I mean, we come to find out it looks like there were a lot of things working against him, not just health, but other ways. So, look, gloves off. This is your season. I think with the offense, again, this should be a much better offense. Looks like that tandem running back, who knows who it's going to be, but I'm all right with that. I feel like every time I watch San Francisco, there was a new back that was eating up yards. I don't care who gets them, just get them. The other thing that's nice is we actually went out and got a fullback. I don't know if you guys knew that they still existed in the NFL, but Alec Ingold is one hell of a fullback, and they do exist. So, you know, I see this with Gesicki coming back. You still have Smythe. Hunter Long, I think, is going to be a great possession tight end. So, you know, you're locked in here. You know, plenty of running backs who can catch the ball and run. I think this offense is going to be quick strike. Again, everybody wants to go to a gate on a floppy pass from a floppy hat. It's not worth it. You know, this is an offense where what you need to be is efficient and accurate, plain and simple. And if you look at Tua's numbers, he's been efficient and accurate. You know, I like the fact that it doesn't look like he's buying into the hype of whatever it is. He and Tyreek Hill seem to be on the same page. Everybody seems to forget, yes, Tyreek Hill can run past people. Yes, he can. And you know what? I guarantee you, Tua's not the first guy to underthrow Tyreek Hill, right? And in the NFL, we make such a big deal out of this. Look, go back and watch any Steelers highlights from the 70s. Bradshaw was constantly underthrowing Swan and Stallworth, and I think all those guys are in Canton. So really, you're making too much out of all of this. The offense looks to be catered to the strengths of what Tua can do, not what he can't. That's very important. I don't think with the two guys last year, we had any identity or idea who we were on the offensive side. Defensively, you really just added to the deck, man. Brandon Jones is getting better every year. Javon Holland was unbelievable last year. Xavien Howard, you know, you've got lockdown corners. And, you know, I'll go through my little thing again of the unsungs, right? We got Byron Jones, who's great. But one that a lot of guys don't talk about is Nick Needham. Nick Needham at the nickel has become one of the best slot corners in the league. So it just keeps getting better and better. Everybody's in a position to succeed. You know, I don't think we're going to fool offenses the way that we did last year, but I think we're going to bring pressure, and we're going to bring it from a lot of different ways. Love the Channing Tindall. I think that's going to pay off for us following that late. But really want to see what Jalen Phillips comes into as a pass rusher. And again, you got Melvin Ingram there who's going to be able to teach and train and do what they need to do. This Dolphins team sorely lacked veteran leadership outside of Ryan Fitzpatrick. When Fitzpatrick was there, you know, we had that on the offense at least. They're sorely missing that experience and somebody to share that with them. So you look at Teron Armstead on the offensive side of the ball. You look at Melvin Ingram. Look at Tyreek Hill, man. You don't think Jalen Waddle's going to be able to learn from Cheetah? It's going to be phenomenal. And then, you know, here's the other part when I say that this is designed to be able to compete, and this offense is made the way it is. Not only all that, look, good luck to you, Jacoby Brissett. I don't know where you are, but I do know wherever you are, your three-step drop's going to take about 15 seconds before you toss at five. I love you, Jacoby. You were great, but man, he was a disaster last year. We're not running into that. If Tua is quote-unquote injury-prone, we got the best, well, arguably the best backup quarterback in the league, Teddy Bridgewater. And what are Teddy Bridgewater's strengths? Accuracy? Oh, wait a second. And being efficient. Oh my goodness. It's almost like we have someone set to play this position if Tua gets hurt. I don't see Tua as an injury thing. I really don't. I don't think he was that hurt last year. And I mean, the hip, come on, man. That's kind of stuff ended Bo Jackson's career. So, man, I've had fun rambling on with you guys tonight. I am going to jump on again to FL Teams Live. We're going to talk about this epicenter of sports in Florida. The NHL, the NBA, they're all living straight there with some baseball going around. With the Rays and your Marlins. So, hey, it's always fun. I'm going to try to get back on here a little more as we go through the season. Maybe get some interviews, meet some other Dolphin fans who we interact with on a daily basis, and we wonder what it's like to be a Dolphin fan. For me, I'm out of state, right? So I want to see that local feel. I want to get to know what a Finn fan's like down in Miami when you have the option of going to those games and what that feeling is. Maybe experience that one year. That's the goal. But hey, week two, our Miami Dolphins travel to the Baltimore Ravens. Seriously, most hated team and fan base in all of football, if you ask me. I won't even get into it. All I'm going to say is purple camo, okay? And Ray Lewis killed people. I'm just saying. So, Baltimore, Miami coming to Baltimore. I think that might be the one where I take Tadpole, my little man, 6 years old. It'll be his second football game, but his first Miami game. So we'll be down there. We'll be representing the Fins. Until next time, thanks so much for being here. Fins in the Sea with Jay Frog. Check out FL Teams, everythingflteams.com. And I look forward to seeing and talking to you guys more. Going to be a fun, fun season. Little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill. Nothing less.
fast and ill. When we dress to kill, every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces, every different nation, Spanish.